Let me start on a personal note. That's how the Rav began one of his famous talks about the Seder night. In my experiential, not intellectual, memory, two nights stand out as singular, as endowed with a unique and fascinating quality, exalted in their holiness and shining with a dazzling beauty. The night of the Seder and the night of Kol Nidre. As a child, I was fascinated, indeed entranced, by these two clear, moonlit nights, both wrapped in grandeur and mystery. I used to feel stimulated, aroused, inspired. Illuminating vision heightened my senses, which were sharpened and liberated from all inhibitions. A strange silence, stillness, peace, quiet, and serenity enveloped me. I used to surrender to a stream of inflowing joy and ecstasy. In a word, as a young child, I vividly sensed the presence of God. Of course, it is hard for me now to describe the state of mind of a sensitive child in genuinely childish categories. I am only portraying in retrospection the experiences of my childhood, availing myself of the categories of an adult mind. So spoke the Rav about the Seder night. And we are just a few nights away from one of the most amazing moments in the year. What made that night so special, and what makes that night potentially so special for us? The fact that throughout his life, the Rav experienced the Seder, at least in part, in the way he experienced it as a child. Sitting before Reb Chaim, sitting with his father Reb Moshe, then being a father and being a grandfather. He changed, but a certain part of him didn't change, and a certain part of us must not change. I dare say that we look forward to Kol Nidre night like children. We don't come into Kol Nidre night with a stack of Divrei Torah and Gematrias that we're ready to say. We don't come into Kol Nidre night. We may have reviewed Meseches Yom HaKippurim, Meseches Yuma, but we aren't there with a stack of books next to us with all of the halachos of Yom HaKippurim. Somehow, when we walk into Yom Kippur night, we know that all we could do is just bring ourselves. We've tried, we did everything we could throughout Elul, throughout the tshuva process, through Rosh Hashanah, and now we're just here, and we're just going to scream. We don't necessarily approach the Seder night in the same way. But maybe we should. And maybe if we did, we would look forward to the Seder night in an even different way than we do at this point. Rabbi Soloveitchik quoted from the Baal HaTanya and spoke of the fact that the Seder night is a time of mochin dekatnus. It's a time when we come using the language of Kabbalah with our simple minds, for simple things, pure faith. Not just those who sit at the Seder today. But I believe, Rabosai, that may have been the way they sat at the first Seder as well. You know, we sit at the Seder and we thank the Ribono Shel Olam for taking us out of Mitzrayim. But some wise guy at the table always points out every year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in Mitzrayim. And it wasn't just that we followed what he told Avraham Avinu, we're going to be slaves in Egypt. So, thank you so much, Sribo, thank you for taking us out of Mitzrayim, but you put us there, and we were slaves there, and it wasn't fun. It wasn't a couple of kids singing Paro in pajamas, and it wasn't work, 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 every day and every night. It was horrific. Why? There are sources that seem to indicate that it was an onesh. Very difficult. Quite the onesh. That many years, that many generations, that many deaths. The Gemara Nedarim suggests that it was an onesh because of a small mistake that Avram Avinu made. The Ramban suggests that perhaps because he took Sarah down, somehow the foundation of Yiddishkeit, the foundation through Avram Avinu, it's a very difficult concept. Some say it was for the Mechiras Yosef, but so many generations. And even the Meshech Chachma, who suggests in such a Meshech Chachma idea that it was because they were assimilating and forgetting where the real home was. But that was the first generation. So many generations. I prefer a different explanation. And that is, as Rav Pinkus writes, Yitzias Mitzrayim Haisa Bebechinas Haleida Shel Am Yisrael. It wasn't a punishment, and it wasn't even just something to purify us. Because it wasn't those people who were purified who got out. It wasn't the first, it was second. But that Klal Yisrael needed to start from scratch. They needed to be like a little child. They needed to start again. Like Yeladim. How could you get from a nation that has people like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the Shvatim, how are you going to bring them back and restart the relationship with them? How are you going to now relate to the people as a nation? How do you press a reset button? It took hundreds of years to press that reset button. But Klal Yisrael was born, so to speak, again. Simple. Like children. And they had to learn some of the most simple lessons. They ate matzah. The Maharal points out that matzah is not just the bread of freedom or the bread of affliction. It's the simplest thing that we have. It's almost like starting a little kid on baby food. They had to start again, as the Kabbalah calls it, the food of faith. They had to literally, just like children, to get to know a parent. We had to get to know the Ribono Shel Olam again. If we on the Seder night are supposed to feel like we got out of Egypt, then we have to feel like children. Maybe we try too hard at the Seder. If I could suggest, maybe we try just a little too hard, and maybe the Rabbeim in school try a little too hard to give all those Divrei Torah. It's beautiful, it's wonderful. But do we miss the point of the Seder? The Penner family comes sort of in two stages. We have everybody else, and then we have Chili. Some of you have met Chili, who's here. Chili is somewhere between the family mascot and the Ben Zakunim. Chili was a chance for my wife and I to say, okay, you know, we tried on the first ones, and now we're going to try this again. Let's see what happens. I know Yosef's upstairs. When Chili became old enough to do the Seder a couple of years ago, our Seder changed. And everybody always used to say, what's the big question on Shabbos morning, on the day after? Then you come to shul the next morning? How frum are you? The frumometer is? How late did your Seder go? Ooh, we were up till 1, 2. We were up till 4:30. 4:30, what did you do till 4:30? How did you eat that? Yes, we ate the afikomen before chatzos. And then we went till 4:30. And it always became a thing. The longer you have a Seder, right, the more you're accomplishing the goal of the Seder. I don't think that's what the Gemara has in mind when the Gemara tells us to make sure the kids get some sleep and to make sure that the kids are there. Now when people ask us, how long does our Seder go? 12:30, 1. The rabbi only goes till 1 o'clock. What is that? I want to make sure I have a mitzvah that night to make sure that my Yechiel gets what the Seder is supposed to give to him. And he didn't get that when he was in school. I know he went and he went to school and he got all these different Torah and he comes home with a Haggadah and he told me he could say half the Haggadah in Yiddish. I don't know why, but he could say half the Haggadah in Yiddish. And that's all wonderful. But you know what's really important? It's really important that after the Seder, he be able to say, the Ribbono Shel Olam cares about us. The Ribbono Shel Olam cares about the Jewish people, and he cares about me. And if I'm in trouble, he can save me. And he cares, and he loves me, and he wants to save me. And he's done it before, and he'll do it again. If our Maggid takes 5 hours, we might actually miss that point. We might have said every good vort and every wonderful idea, which is great. But did we capture the night for what it is? Our Seder is short enough that our 10-year-old can be up and get the powerful messages that are given over only on the Seder night. It's a one-shot deal. There's nothing like it. There's no other night where we get to simply say what we believe and to say it b'fe mele and to experience this. There are many, many beautiful divrei Torah you could say at your Seder. What does the Rambam say? Yeah, we all harp on Harezeh Meshubach. You'll stay up all night. Mitzvas Asei Shel Torah L'Saper. It's a Mitzvas Asei L'Saper B'Nisim V'Niflo'os Shenasu L'Avuseinu B'Mitzrayim B'Leil Chamisha Aser B'Nisan. Again, Mitzvas Asei Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Niflo'os. That's what we have to do. L'saper b'nisim v'niflos. Not to give every cute thing we have. That's wonderful. Use that tomorrow. Use that for lunch. But tonight we have an obligation to talk about the nisim and the niflos and to understand what that means for us. To answer the basic questions of faith. Nothing today goes without saying. We live in an orthodox world where everything is being challenged. Nothing goes without saying, and we need to say it at the Seder, and we need to say it to ourselves and say it to the others who are there. And we dare not miss the Seder night. And the power of the Seder night and the message of the Seder night. We dare not drown that in beautiful, wonderful, complex Divrei Torah. Because if we don't talk about faith at the Seder, when are we going to talk about it? In this room, we can be as complex as we want. But at that table, afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu nivon, kulanu yodim es haTorah. Even if we know it all, that's not what the Seder night is about. The Seder night is a night for the rabbis to be children. The Rambam writes, of course, that a son is supposed to ask the father. And if not, perhaps the wife asks. And if not, if they're just chachamim, they ask themselves. You know how ridiculous that looks? Manish tana halayla hazeh. Can you imagine the Gedola Yisrael sitting around? Can you imagine Rabbi Akiva and his counterparts sitting in a circle that night alone? And Rabbi Akiva breaks out, Manish tana halayla hazeh. That's what the Seder is. That's what the Seder is. We ask the same questions and we do the same things and we go back to the same basics that they've always been doing. And that's the beauty of that night. It's a fascinating maisa, fascinating thing told over in the Lev Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Lopyan, in Parshas Veschanan. He writes, Shamati mi Talmud Chacham Muflag Echad Shahaya Bekelum, in Kelm. There was a Talmud Chacham Muflag in Kelm. His name was Rabbi Tzalel. And he told over the following from his grandfather's Seder. Shesiper b'shem zekeno, kishayashav b'lel haseder lomar ha-hagoda, when he would sit down at the Seder, a gon atzum, he would sit down with his family, and he would tell him the following. Hinei kishem sha'ani yoshev ata b'veisi v'osa haseder. I just want everybody to know that just as I'm sitting in my house and I'm making a Seder, kamochein osim kol anshei ha'ir ha'yehudim Seder kamonu. Everybody else is also making a Seder. V'chein kol anshei ha'machoz, and all the people in the neighborhood. V'chol anshei ha'medina, and all the Jews in the country. V'chol ha'yehudim b'chol ha'olam osim Seder shel arba kosos u'matza. Just realize the power of what we're doing tonight. Whether you're in the home of a gadol or the home of the simplest Jew, we're all making a Seder tonight. V'heichan ra'inu kulanu zeh? Why do we know to make a Seder? Eitzel avoseinu, because we saw it by our parents. Gam ken kulam bedor shelefaneinu, and everybody before us. V'heichan ra'u ken avoseinu? Where did our parents see it from? Eitzel avoseyam him. They saw it from their parents. V'avoseyam eitzel avoseyam, and their parents. Ad ledoros, back to the Rishonim. Back to the Gaonim, v'Rabbanan, Savarai, v'Ha'amoraim, v'Atanoim, v'Anshei Knesset Agdola. The same Seder. The same simple questions. Unavim ad the Zakenim, v'Doro Shel Moshe, v'Aaron, Yoshua, v'Kalev, Dor Hadea, Dor Mekabli HaTorah Yotzei Mitzrayim, who were able to say, this wasn't something passed to us, this was something seen with our own eyes. And then he would start his Seder, realizing the incredible power of the simplicity of the night of the Seder. It is, to me, at least the second, if not the most, exciting night of the year. It is the night that we proclaim that we believe in the Ribono Shel Olam, despite whatever winds might be out there, despite people who might say that the Exodus didn't happen, that the Masorah wasn't given, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't listen to us. We sit at the table and we exclaim by having a Seder that Ani Mamin, that the Masorah is real and the Masorah goes all the way back. That's a Seder. And even if kulanu chachamim, even if we are all such great chachamim, we still have to say that. And if we had to say that throughout all the generations, we certainly have to say that in Tavshin Ayin Vav. Not everyone here is in charge of their Seder yet. Someday, Amir Tzashem, you'll have children and grandchildren sitting by your Seder. But for now, we can turn the conversation. We can direct the conversation. The Divrei Torah are beautiful. But the faith, the emuna, the simple questions, the simple descriptions of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us and does for us, that's what the Seder night is about. So let's all put on our mochin katanim. Let's all take out a simple Haggadah. You know, if you sit there the whole time with a very complex Haggadah, you might just miss the Seder. Some of the best Seders ever had involve the reading of the words themselves. And it's amazing how inspiring Maxwell House can truly be. Wish everyone a Chag Kasher, v'Sameach, and an inspirational two nights of the Seder.